around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, after a very diverse hour one that just wrapped up a few minutes ago, here we go with hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, January 31st, 2026. Mary and I are back in studio from our 25 days of travel this month, and we're about to spend 40 minutes or so with our preferred travel panel. As most of you know, listening out there know, 2 weeks ago, Mary and I were broadcasting live from Panama. Last week, we were live in Cabo San Lucas. And after flying down to Miami on January 2nd, we certainly experienced an awful lot of locations in the Caribbean, South and Central America, as well as Mexico. We did that, of course, as part of our big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles, as we linked those two cities, not by plane, not by train, and not by automobile, but instead by sea with show partner Regent Seven Seas, and that had us transiting the Panama Canal. So Mary and I plan to talk about that trip more later this hour in the J Block, so stick around for that. But if you didn't receive it from our team's distribution this week, or you haven't seen a link from what was posted on our social media channels, a full and detailed recap is now posted to our show website. It has the show audio, many photos, testimonials, listener comments, and more. You can find it under the Let's Go America Tour section of our homepage. Now, as we transmit this program via satellite across America to our 615 weekly radio stations, we have three special guests waiting to join us for today's panel discussion. We're going to talk about 2026 travels, and Mary's going to introduce them now.
Yes, we do indeed. All right, so let's welcome for today's preferred travel panel. We have Alex Howard, Editorial Director at Lonely Planet USA. We have Annie Fitzsimmons, Editor-in-Chief with Embark Beyond, and Rob Schneider, Managing Editor with Hotel Investment Today.
Oh, we got a good mix there. So good morning, everyone. Nice to have you part of America's number one travel radio show today.
Morning.
Good morning.
And Annie, I know you're in the UK, so I'll say good afternoon to you over there, okay? So,
exactly.
That's all right. Listen, I appreciate you
Thank you, Annie.
So, Alex, listen, I'm going to begin with you, but Annie and Rob, you can certainly jump into the conversation at any point you want as well. This week, we talked about this last hour. I want to get your opinion on this. But this week, I should say, there was a major change in the travel world, specifically in the aviation sector, as after 54 years or so, Southwest Airlines started assigning seats. And now they're just like, you know, any other major American carrier that's out there operating. They also started charging plus-size passengers for seats. They're charging for checked luggage. I say there's something to be said about being an antithesis in business. So any thoughts on this latest move by Southwest that really does homogenize their operations to conform with industry standards? Alex?
Yeah, it's definitely another change in the travel industry that among lots of changes that we've seen over the past couple of years. And while you're right that I think that it does sort of take away something that made Southwest pretty unique, I think travelers are still going to be pretty brand oriented and loyal to the types of airlines that they prefer. So, you know, I think with all the change that's been going on, I think most travelers are going to accommodate this kind of thing and roll with the punches, so to speak.
Yeah, I agree.
Which has proven to be the case with,
So Annie or Rob, anything you want to jump in on with that?
I have to say, you know, at Embark, actually, I'm speaking to a little bit of a different audience. You know, our average nightly room rate for the clients at Embark is $3,950 a night, and the average transaction is $27,000. But I will say that doesn't mean that people, you know, don't want value. And there's a lot happening, of course, on the luxury travel side as well. But
Annie, you know what?
I found that really interesting with Southwest.
I'll say that. Mary and I, we just spent 25 days, you know, with Regent Seven Seas, so we were right there with the Embark customer. Rob, any thoughts before Mary moves on?
No, I think that it's going to hit a theme, which is a big theme in hotels right now, which is bifurcation. Luxury traveler, that luxury customer doing really well, and everybody else kind of hanging to the middle or struggling a little bit right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely going on. So, Annie, let's expand on that a bit. So last hour, we had U.S. Tour Operators Association CEO Terry Dale on the show with us. And we talked about the 2026 outlook, and based on their member survey, they had a decent 25. What are some things that have you optimistic or bullish for 2026 on travel?
Yes, I mean, listen, last year we had inflation continuing, tariff mania. This year, of course, geopolitical uncertainty. But that said, Embark was up 22%. And like Rob, it was Rob saying at the bifurcation, that's 100% true. You know, the ultra wealthy, though, are still insulted by rates when the service experience doesn't align with the price. And you're also seeing it in different worlds. High jewelry, for example, you know, they're kind of giving up on the entry level pieces and concentrating really on that higher level. There's a lot to be excited for this year. There's a lot of passion-driven experiences, the World Cup coming to North America. You know, the F1 is going crazy. People are really traveling. Like we saw with Taylor Swift and the Eras Tour, people are really traveling for events and art. And, you know, I love to see that. And, of course, the Olympics coming up. So there is a lot of exciting things happening. But, of course, we have to see what happens in the world.
Yeah, okay.
And hope for the best.
Well, all right. So, Rob, you know, I believe you're in the Dallas area from memories. And although Mary and I were based here in the New York City area, since 2018, we've had some of our team based there in your city. As I said to Bobby last hour, when Mary and I landed in Dallas a few days ago on our way back to New York, seeing the area covered in all the snow and ice was kind of a weird sighting for us. But I saw a report this week that shared 2026 will be the third consecutive year that Dallas is the top U.S. market for construction of new hotels. I think there are around 200 or so in the pipeline, and now Atlanta is second, Phoenix is third, Nashville's fourth, Austin's fifth. Mary and I were down in Frisco 2 years ago, just outside of Dallas. The growth there felt like the Wild West to us. It's so different than what we see here in the New York City area. But what are some of the reasons that you say Dallas is booming the way it is and positively impacting the travel industry? Rob?
Right. Yeah, Robert, I'm sorry. Your question broke up, so I apologize.
Just what I was saying to you, there's a real boom in hotels there in Dallas that's going on. What do you attribute that to?
Well, it's the number one pipeline market in the country, which is interesting in that that includes three different things. That's hotels under construction in the next 12 months. And the category that Dallas leads in by far, which is hotels that will be built sometime in the next 12 to 18 to 24 to 36. And there's a lot of hotels still in that range that have not been built. And there isn't a lot of new supply happening right now with interest rates and with all the other supply related challenges. There are just a lot of hotels that are in waiting. Dallas has, for whatever reason, had a hard time building a lot of luxury hotels, and they're actually doing a lot more of that. There are a lot of big openings this year in Dallas in terms of luxury, and it is a massive market. I think if you actually combined the Dallas market and the Fort Worth market, the two combined would be bigger than anything in the U.S.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing. There's no question about that. That's what I was referring to. And I mean, as I said, when we were down in Frisco there with what was going on 2 years ago, crazy growth. But all right, so panel, right now we're going to hit our first break of the hour. So we're going to ask you to please stand by. Alex, we're going to come to you when we start off our G block coming up next. And we'll expand this conversation. We're also going to go rapid fire with you in the H block. Folks, as we hand off to Bobby down there in Dallas at the Network Center and pause for some important sponsor messages, stay right where you are. Today's Preferred Travel Panel will continue in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at takelean.com with code CARRY. So you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. SimpliSafe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. SimpliSafe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Have you ever slept under the Saharan stars in Morocco or searched for wildlife on an African savanna? Well, even for the savviest of travelers, some destinations demand expertise. When you go guided with Colette, every tour is expertly planned and expertly led with local guides who speak the language, know the local people and the culture, as well as lesser known attractions. All you need to do is relax and savor the moments. Visit gocolette.com and find your dream destination. Colette, by travelers for travelers. You can also find that link at ouremeraldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you, Craig Good. Always appreciate that handoff as we rejoin America. Mary and I welcome you back to the New York City area with us. Rudy is linked in from St. Paul, and we are triangulating with Bobby in Dallas as we get the show to you nationwide via satellite. Today's Preferred Travel Panel is going to continue now, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
And with Valentine's travel, winter break travel, or yes, even spring break travel, it is coming. Don't be one of the millions of travelers unprepared for the unexpected. Whether you're going to be on a long or short getaway, international or domestic, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance.
You know, packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it's just smart travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that can impact your travel. So buy direct, get customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, back to today's preferred travel panel featuring Rob Schneider, Alex Howard, and Annie Fitzsimmons.
All right, thank you all for staying with us. So last segment, you heard me reference the big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles, that had, you know, Mary and I, we just returned from after traveling pretty much all of January, broadcasting 2 weeks ago live from Panama, and then last week from Cabo San Lucas. So we did that trip really as a, to add an exclamation point to our America 250 coverage this year. And, you know, as I said to Annie last segment, we worked with one of our show partners, Region 7 Seas, to make that happen. So I'm sharing all of that again because it's something that we discussed with the culinary team as well as the beverage team on 7 Seas Grandeur. And I would also say it's been conversations we've had with management at some hotels we've stayed at recently as well, is how this weight loss medication out there, the GLP-1, so, you know, think Ozempic, Wegovy, whatever, they're changing the way people travel. And what I mean is people on these drugs, they're eating differently and a lot less frequently. They're drinking a lot less alcohol, which is a trend being magnified by younger people drinking less as well
it's
when they travel.
Gen trend, yeah.
It is. So I'd like to hear from you if, you know, any of you, if this is something you're following in any way, and get your thoughts on the impact that's likely to have on travel moving forward. Alex, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah, definitely. I think that, those weight loss drugs are definitely changing the way sort of people's relationship with food, but food is still such an important part of the travel experience that some travelers are really kind of designing trips around culinary destinations. We just launched our best in travel list for 2026, and it's got some great food destinations like Liberdade in Sao Paulo, there's some Little Japan meets Afro-Brazilian heritage, or Cartagena is on the list, and that's got some great Caribbean flavors. And so I think that travelers are really kind of learning about a place through its food. It's the kind of old aphorism that if you want to know a place, you may go to the museum, but you want to spend some time in the market to sort of learn about spice trade history and experience a place through your taste buds. So I think despite the sort of changed relationship that folks have with food, food still plays
I'll
a really important
that.
Part.
Yeah, I mean, and we were just in Cartagena.
We just got back from Cartagena, Alex.
It was a hot food scene. I agree. Yeah. Rob, any thoughts on that from a hotel perspective?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people consider, especially lifestyle hotels with F&B, they actually say it's usually B&F, beverage and food first. And that alcohol trend is troubling for, I think, a lot of hotels that rely a lot on F&B revenue. And so they're doing a lot of activations where it's not alcoholic drinks. It's different types of things. I think it's forced them post COVID to come up with different ways to think about food and beverage. But you know, they're resilient and can always find a way to figure out how to maximize that revenue.
Okay, thank you guys. So let's talk travel technology. Annie, I'm going to go in a different direction with you to get to a different topic here. So something in travel that we are noticing, and I think a lot of people are, and it's happening anyway, is it's a little more transactional for a lot of different reasons. AI is going to continue fueling that reality, but rather than going negative, you know, AI can certainly be an integrated part of the travel industry to enhance it. The CEO of Marriott just talked about how they're using it to enhance operational efficiency rather than replacing human staff. It's making their jobs easier and broadening them. What are your thoughts on AI in travel? Annie first.
There's so much to say here, but, you know, I really, the way we talk about it is, you know, where emotional intelligence meets artificial intelligence. So we really at Embark talk about specializing in the client and the traveler as much as you specialize in the destination. So why and what do people travel for now? You know, I mentioned a lot of those events and art and culture and fashion, and we talk a lot about that. I mean, listen, AI is, we're at the beginning of it, just as we're at the beginning of Ozempic changing everything. I mean, I find it really, really exciting. I think AI will sort of automate everything we don't want to do, right? And be able to allow us to focus on the client, the traveler, the consumer. You know, I'm also a travel editor, of course, figuring out what people want to do. And I think it's we're just at the beginning.
Okay. So, Rudy, do you have a question? I'm sorry. Well, who is that? Is that Alex?
Well, yeah, I was just wanted to jump in, too, because, like, I'm really interested in this space, too. And I think that AI is a great tool to help brainstorm trip ideas and kind of sketch out an itinerary or a plan, but really there's nothing like a word of mouth recommendation or, you know, a friend who says you got to check out this place, or even, you know, to our own guidebooks. We send our writers to spend months in these destinations to find out what is the latest and greatest in these places. That's something that AI can't replicate.
Well, exactly. Agreed. The personal interaction, we're still in travel, no question. So, Rudy, do you have a question you want to ask the panel?
I was actually going to ask the AI question, but let's hone in a little more on that. And I know AI is helpful. If I'm calling to make a reservation, they can route me to the right person or right IA bot. But how about like in a hotel, in a luxury hotel? I know they're starting to put all kinds of AI stuff in. And do you worry? Have you gotten any feedback at all from people saying, I want to talk to a person? Do you worry about the emotional quotient not being met?
Rob, you go ahead with that.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rudy. Yes. And there's definitely a draw for letting the consumer make that choice, whether they want to have human interaction or not have human interaction. And AI can absolutely help them do that. I think that in the hotel industry, there's a lot of back of the house things that AI is helping with, maybe with accounting, with things that maybe the customer isn't necessarily seeing. I think they still think they're probably years away from it being something where it might actively help with housekeeping, or that robots might get involved in that. And the other way that hotels are really actively trying to figure out is as you spoke about with how the consumer interacts with the travel, the AI is a decision maker, and travel has become such a big thing. And the problem is that hotels don't really know how to get to these customers right now. Right. Because they were paying previously for SEO, for Google traffic, things like that. And there's really a disconnect right now in terms of their ability to get to those customers right now.
Well, Rob, that's good information that you share there. Yeah. I appreciate that. So I want to go this direction with you, and we'll go Alex and Annie on it. So since this show is heard mainly on AM and FM talk radio stations across the country, we're talking to a wide demographic that falls mainly into the 35-plus demographic, if you will, and it translates to higher income earners, higher educated listeners, etc., right? But with the economy improving nicely, we've got gas prices low and getting lower. You know, more people will have additional income to spend. That should nicely benefit the luxury sector of travel. We're certainly seeing that. I'd like to hear how you define luxury travel these days. Alex, we'll start with you, and then get your thoughts on the growth in investment we're likely to see.
Yeah, one thing that we talk about at Lonely Planet is, you know, luxury travel can mean something, it can mean lots of different things to different people, right? And where we try to hone in our recommendations is like, what is worth it? What kind of a category of spending is worth it? And I think one thing that the travel industry gets wrong pretty often is that sort of a traveler is either a budget traveler or a luxury traveler. But what we see time and time and again is that travelers will, spend a lot of money on some experience, but maybe book a budget hotel, right? And sort of balance their budget that way. And I think that's going to continue, regardless of how the economy does.
Annie, can you give me an answer in about 45 seconds?
Luxury travel is emotional. How do you feel when you travel? It means so many different things to so many different people. It is not about price. It can be $100 a night or it can be $3,000 a night, and it's how you feel at the end of it.
You know, I agree on that. And a lot of the people that we've met on some of our travels, you know, they said that they've been saving all these years. They thought they were going to give money to their kids. The kids are now very successful, and they're sitting with a large amount of money to go and spend and enjoy travel.
And they are paying for experiences.
And they're paying for but they want something that they're not going to find in the brochure.
Right.
That's what we're seeing. So, So listen, panel, we appreciate very much you being part of the show. By the way, two segments already down this hour.
Yeah, this is a fun panel.
It's moving quickly. I say for everybody it's the fastest 2 hours of travel, and it is for certainly a reason. But we are going to come up in just a couple seconds. You'll hear the music. We're going to come to our second break of the hour. When we come back, we're going to go rapid fire. We'll have some fun with that. Mary and I and Rudy will talk about what we'll discuss with all of you during the break. And then we will get to rapid fire in a second. So right now, as we head into this bottom of the hour break, we still have three more segments to go on this January 31st broadcast to everyone, including the listener emails. Mary and I will talk about our travels that we just finished. But next, the fastest segment in radio on the fastest 2 hours in travel happens live.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
We love having all of you aboard with us as we broadcast across the USA today. We're about to go rapid fire for the final segment of today's Preferred Travel Panel, but first, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with 200-plus resorts in places across the U.S. and internationally as well, including Cabo San Lucas, where we were last Saturday at this time. They provide spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Wherever travel takes you, go earn your Hilton Honors points. Go to HiltonGrandVacations.com. Connect as well at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Annie, Alex, and Rob, thanks for staying with us for the bottom of the hour break.
Appreciate that, everybody. So, you know, we actually did an abridged version of Rapid Fire in Panama 2 weeks ago with Lindsay Deutsch and Lauren Jelenkovich. Basically, everyone, here's how it works. Mary and I, or Rudy, we are going to throw out a topic. We want you to share the first thing you think of without hesitating, all right? So here goes. Tomorrow, February 1st, the TSA will begin charging travelers in the U.S. a $45 fee if they aren't compliant with Real ID. We've covered the saga involving Real ID for years on the show. Normally, I want as little government intervention or fees in my life as possible, but I'm okay with this. As George W. Bush was president when the Real ID Act was signed, it took the government nearly 20 years to enact it. So basically, everyone has had ample time to get compliant. I want to know, do you agree or disagree with the $45 fee? Rob?
Hey, I agree. I think that it's safety. I guess I'm probably biased in that I live in a state that has a real ID, and so I didn't have to really make any changes.
Alex?
Yeah, I'm going to disagree. I don't like another fee that I have to deal with. And, you know, I'm one of those people that have not done my real ID yet, but I do travel with a passport, so I am using that.
All right. Annie, what say you now? You're out of the U.S., so what do you think?
I agree, but everyone should have a passport and travel the world if they can. So.
I agree. Alex, I love your candor. All right, guys, we're going to stick with aviation for the next one. Are you a carry-on or check-your-bag type of flyer? Alex?
Ooh, it depends on the kind of trip. You know, I travel mm-hmm. with my family. I got two young kids, mm-hmm. and they've got a lot of stuff. So sometimes we got to check a bag. But if I'm traveling solo, it's definitely carry-on only.
All right, Annie?
Carry-on, and I agree with that. If I'm not with my daughter, I am carry-on only.
Yep. Rob?
I'm more of a check person, and I realize that that is different. Yeah, I'm usually going to conferences where I need a couple suits and things like that, so I'm a check guy.
Okay. Rudy, where do you want to go with the panel?
Well, I'd like to ask each of the three panelists how many cruises they've taken in their life, if they can count or remember roughly.
All right. Annie, did you hear what Rudy said?
I love this. Yes, I've only done river cruises, but I'm dying to do a bigger cruise like Regent, like Explora. But I think it's such a great way to travel. It's also a big money saver. And some of these yachts coming out, like Four Seasons, Aman, mm-hmm. it's a great way to get into.
How many river cruises have you done? How many river cruises have you done?
Oh, I did to six.
Okay,
so, right. So Annie, listen, we'll have to talk off air. I think there's one suite left.
Annie, come travel with us.
In this October, we'll have to have that conversation.
Going to Turkey.
Alex, what say you?
I need some tips because I have not been on a cruise ever.
Wow, Alex, we're going to have two people going with
us. All right, Alex.
Rob?
I'm good.
I'm joining the club with Alex. I have also sadly not gone on a cruise, so I will need some tips as well.
Okay.
So all three of you guys will talk to the Regent team.
I think there's only one suite left. We'll have to see if they can squeeze some
we'll
extras.
Fight out but for it. Yeah.
All three of them in. Yeah, right.
Exactly. All right. Next thing, favorite thing you like to collect when you travel, Rob?
Collect when I travel, memories. I think that's probably more and more just funny photos, things like that, that I could share and do that. Cause I think you're going so fast, especially when you're on your way in and out, that you like to try to stop and think about that.
Alex?
My favorite thing to collect is photos. I'm a big photographer. I've got my Fujifilm that I bring with me everywhere. So I'm always looking for the best shot.
And Annie?
I'm a huge shopper, so I was just in Paris yesterday, actually, but not the fancy, you know, super, super expensive, very local designer shops that you can only find in that place. That's my favorite thing.
She's
I'm
got
with
a cruise
you.
With us.
Annie, we got to travel together. I like the vintage shops in Europe, too, and the flea markets, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so first thing you typically do after checking into a hotel and getting to your room, Alex.
Ooh, good question. I will stretch out on the bed. You know, I imagine it's probably been a long flight or a long mm-hmm. Trek, so I'll test out the mattress.
All right.
Do you
Annie?
Fall asleep?
No. Just sort of like stretch out a little bit and then get moving on the next activity. Yeah, for sure.
Annie?
You know, I wrote a book about hotels, so I really have a big answer for this, but I turn off the TV. I find that so annoying. And also, just as a side note, I wish that hotels would just have one number to call instead of like room service and housekeeping. But let me call zero and talk to a human.
Rob, all right, we'll finish with you.
I'm the opposite of Annie. I turn that TV on. I want to see what I'm dealing with TV-wise there, especially, I guess, in the foreign travel, where I want to know what channels I can kind of gravitate toward hanging in the room.
Well, all of you, this is why we love the Preferred
Travel
Panel.
You guys were a lot of fun today.
It's been a fun addition to the show. All three of you have been great today. We really appreciate you giving part of your Saturday to join us today. Have a great weekend and this last day of January, okay? And safe travels. We'll
talk
soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. All.
Well, they're married. Listen, this has been you know what? Since we added the PTP last year, it's been a good addition to the
and
show.
And honestly, you could do an entire second hour with all of them. All right. In about 10 minutes, Robert and I will answer some of the questions we've been asked about our travels this month. But up next, Rudy is going to riff. Stay with us, everyone. Don't go anywhere.
And
connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You want a home security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad's already happened. Simply Safe isn't just another alarm. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts. Other systems might give you a camera and a notification, but they need you to see the alert and handle it. Simply Safe's monitoring agents have your back even when you're busy, asleep, or on a plane. Right now, get 50% off any new system this month only. Go to simplysafe.com/carry. That's simplysafe.com/carry, or head to armworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Now that the holidays are over, it's a perfect time to upgrade your gear for the new year. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic are great for their super clear sound, and they're easy to wear all day for radio shows, music, or calls. They're loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. The Everyday Earbuds Classics are here to help you crush your New Year's goals. Head to buyraycon.com/carry, where everything site-wide is 20% off this month. That's buyraycon.com/carry, or visit armworldtravel.com.
Want to make 2026 your year of adventure? Book that trip and learn a new language with Babbel. Go ahead, make a resolution you can stick to. Now is the time. Babbel's New Year sale is here. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with the lifetime subscription for 65% off. Just go to Babbel.com and start today. Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And because Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember, you'll be talking like a local in time for takeoff. Dive into the world of language learning content with Babbel's videos, podcasts, and stories from around the world, full of culture bites and language learning tips. Turn your daydream into a destination this year with Babbel. But don't wait. This offer ends January 15th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today, and as we roll through hour two of the show, if you're feeling more aches and pains these days and other symptoms from inflammation in your body, well, we've got the solution. It's called Relief Factor, 100% natural research-based formula that was created to help combat the root causes of inflammation. That's the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, and everyday living. Here's an email we got from Trudy, a listener in Mississippi. I am not a fan of what aging has done to my body, Trudy writes. I used to be as flexible as bamboo and loved how my body could do anything, and let me tell you, it did. About a year ago, I started to feel intense shoulder pain. Then it was my right knee. Then it was ankle pain. I'd even wake up with jaw pain some days. I truly hated it. But hearing you talk about Relief Factor, I did what apparently many others have and took the dive. Wow. I'm a month in and old Trudy is back. I'm more effective at work. I just found a new boyfriend through our local Rotary Club, and I am loving life. I hope you share my story as it can be the same for others. I can't say thank you enough for talking up this great product. Well, thank you for writing us, Trudy. You're right. Relief Factor doesn't just ease pain, it restores life. This product is a simple but powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil, and is trusted by many thousands in our audience, like Trudy, to provide ongoing relief from pain in their back, neck, shoulder, hip, and knee pain, including general muscle and and pains, aching pains. Try it for yourself. Just go to relieffactor.com. You can easily order your three-week trial pack for just $19.95. Stop popping those popular over-the-counter painkillers. They may be harming your body. Instead, get Relief Factor for less than you'd spend on a cup of daily coffee. As 2026 begins, you can now get a three-week supply. Just try it out for only $19.95. To learn more about Relief Factor or to get your $19.95 quick start pack, go to relieffactor.com. Or, as always, you can find a direct link by looking at under sponsors at rmworldtravel.com. All right. Let me tell you. For today's travel commentary, or as my producer likes to call it, today's Rudy Riff, I thought I'd ask the question, is it more difficult to travel now than 25 years ago? Well, at first glance, that might sound counterintuitive. After all, when I was a young man, to make an airline reservation after travel agencies closed for the night, you had to call an airline. And if it turned out that airline, the one you called, didn't fly where you wanted to fly, you had to guess who to call next. And of course, you couldn't compare flights, prices, schedules all in one place. Today, your smartphone or any computer can display most commercial flights in the world, most hotel rooms, rental cars, cruise berths. Then there's the enormous amount of information about destinations on the internet. It sometimes seems there's not a nook or cranny on earth that hasn't been photographed and posted on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. So you might sensibly assume that traveling is easier than ever. But I'm reminded of a magazine article I wrote when I was a reporter in Washington, D.C. long ago about what Russians stationed at their embassy there thought of America. In those days, most Soviet embassy employees were confined to a fenced-in campus, their apartment tower style of housing located right next to the embassy. Only senior staffers were allowed to leave to, say, go out to a local restaurant for dinner. And keep in mind, in those days, Moscow food stores had lots of empty shelves. So I expected one senior official I interviewed to maybe comment on the cornucopia of products available in U.S. stores and markets. On the contrary, he said, America confused him. Do you know, he asked me, how many kinds of cereals there are in an American grocery store shelf? What do I pick? And when I need a plumber, he said, I go to your Yellow Pages and see thousands of names. In Moscow, we have one plumber everyone knows. No uninformed decisions necessary. I thought of that recently in terms of travel. With a few keystrokes, I can find several luxury hotels around Italy's Lake Como. The photos on each hotel's sites look gorgeous. The prices are comparable. Which one do I pick? The travel industry doesn't always make it easy. Big chains keep creating new brands. Hilton alone has 25. Marriott's got 37. Once Marriott's hotels called W was their cool brand. Now I think it's Moxie, M-O-X-Y. And airlines used to offer two choices, coach or first class. But now there can be four classes. On my flight back from Paris this week, my choices were Main, Comfort, Premium Select, and Delta One. The last is Delta's business or first class. Comfort gives you a bit more leg room than Main. Premium Select gives you a bit more leg room, wider seats, and larger video screens than Comfort. And Delta One is all about lie-flat seats, better meals, and a premium brand of champagne. Maybe you like that many choices. But here's why it's not so great if you're a regular Delta flyer with elite status. You get a few domestic upgrades and maybe two upgrades on international flights, each year. Those upgrades are only good for a next step up in service upgrade. Forget buying a standard coach ticket and getting promoted to Delta One like yesteryear. Like hotels, airlines are slicing and dicing their offerings, hoping they can get us to spend a little more money for a slightly upgraded product. And then there's the ability to look at vacation home rental sites and see glorious photos of properties. But who knows what steps from the beach means? You'll find out when you get there. This is not to even mention scammers who post fake homes or properties they don't even own or collect your money up front and then disappear. As that Russian guy said to me a few decades ago, too many choices. And all this means we must shop even more carefully than before. Along with more choices come more decisions. So do I think travel is easier than before? Yes, in so many ways. But I'm an experienced traveler accustomed to booking my own trips. And I got to tell you, it takes more time than ever to plan a trip. That's why quality tour operators like our sponsors, Colette, survive. They often sell you your trip all wrapped up with a ribbon. That's my Rudy Riff for today. Take care out there. More travel coming up.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
You know, people say to us all the time how great it must be to travel to all the places we go or experience all the special things we get to do with this show. And there's no question that it's a blessing that Mary and I don't take for granted. We talk about that all the time on the show. But we typically respond by saying that as terrific as it all is, there is something to be said about sleeping in your own bed or eating off your own dishes. And that's kind of how I feel today as we hit the J block, as it's nice to be be back in the studio and doing the show from RM World Travel Central. We have received so many messages about our travels that have covered pretty much all of January. We thank everybody for that. We can't answer them all today. We will, however, try to answer a good number of them that we've been asked. But first, we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
We are, and I just want to echo that it is great to be back with all of our listeners here live in the studio. So anyway, so here we go with MyPillow. The anti-tired drink Rev 7 is now on sale for just $19.97. Fuel your mind and body with a healthier today. Rev 7 reduces stress and balances mood. And it's powered by GoBHB, no caffeine, no sugar. And if that's not enough, how about premium MyPillows? They are 50% off for listeners of our show. The six-piece MyTel sets are also 50% off. And the best sheets you're ever going to sleep on are MyPillows Giza Dreams bed sheets. I love these sheets. They are as low as $29.98.
Besides all the items that Mary just mentioned that are on sale, my coffee is also 50% off. When was the last time you bought coffee for 50% off? Think about that, right? And this is organic 100% Arabica coffee that tastes great. So whether it's a birthday, anniversary, Valentine's Day is ahead, or just treating yourself to quality and savings, go get all the savings at MyPillow.com/Carrie. Use code Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y, or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, and as Robert just said, we have been asked a lot of different questions about our travels. Some of the questions, favorite places, how was Regent Seven Seas Grandeur really, what surprised us, what exceeded our expectations, what underwhelmed us, best meals, places we'd go back to, things that we learned along the way. A lot of questions. We always love them. Favorite activities on the ship. So anyway, here are some of our answers to some of those questions.
You know, when we planned this trip sometime in the middle of last year to kick off our America 250 celebrations by traveling from Miami to Los Angeles, and do it not by plane, not by train, and not by automobile, but instead by sea with Regent Seven Seas, that meant we'd be transiting the Panama Canal. And folks, we can share with 100% confidence the experience far exceeded our expectations. It's something we may actually do again in the future in reverse fashion. We've been talking about that, you know, to pick up things we may have missed. You can't help when you go through the Panama Canal not to feel a sense of patriotism, true pride in what American engineering created, and how incredible it all operates to save ships about 9,000 miles from having to go around South America. It's also a peaceful transit. That's something that surprised us.
Mm-hmm.
But something that I'll add and is certainly top of mind because it's been in the news a lot, going to Panama, we better understand why President Trump is so focused on the canal. China is everywhere at both ends of the canal. We found it interesting that the locals there told us they'd be fine with America taking back the canal as long as Panama gets to keep their mountains, their water, their cities, and their land.
Yeah, always interesting to get a local's perspective when we travel. So favorite places, this is a very common question that we get all the time. So on this particular trip, we enjoyed biking. We went cycling in the Grand Cayman. That was wonderful. We loved Costa Rica. The wildlife's incredible. You will see sloths, monkeys, iguanas, crocodiles. Just go for a riverboat ride. Loved Costa Rica. Puerto Vallarta, Robert, on the Mexican Riviera. We had a great meal, and we really enjoyed that with our guide.
Yeah, that opened our eyes.
Yeah, very much so. Bonaire, beautiful, beautiful island. Highly recommend. And Robert, I was really surprised. Panama City, very cosmopolitan, a destination that really opened my eyes as well and pleasantly surprised
me. Excellent restaurants, the hotels
very
we went
clean.
Into, checked out.
Now, there is a strong police presence that's hard to miss.
Absolutely.
They're on every corner. They actually have tourist police as well, in addition to regular police. But it's very clean, a very well-maintained old town section that was really pretty, excellent restaurants, definitely a mix of wealth, working right alongside with working class people, which you don't see very often. Everyone kind of lives in the same neighborhood at all different incomes, which is very interesting. And a lot of Americans in Panama living there.
Yeah.
Now, we happen to like Miami. And when we got to Los Angeles, we spent time in Manhattan Beach. And Robert, we really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's not as touristy as Santa Monica, and it was a nice change of pace for us.
Yeah, it really was, you know. All right, how was Regent Seven Seas Grandeur really? That's come up a number of times. Folks, Mary and I have been hosting this show for 12 years now. We created the program 22 years ago. We say it like we see it. We don't sugarcoat things. Between our live remote broadcast from Panama 2 weeks ago and last week from Cabo San Lucas, both aboard Seven Seas Grandeur with many of the senior officers and crew, we had a fantastic time, and Regent is at a different level. All right, if all you know about cruising is, let's say, Carnival or Royal Caribbean, the only thing remotely similar is the ships are made of steel and they navigate the world's waterways. That's it. We can't wait to have some of you listening join us on Regent Seven Seas Grandeur this October when we all travel in the Southern Mediterranean together, as you're going to get a chance to experience firsthand what we experience. Simply put, they offer such an elite and comprehensive cruise experience. Travel with Regent one time, folks, and you likely won't travel with anyone else again. That's the strongest testimonial we can give, and it's why we chose to partner with them.
Yeah, 100% would echo that. How did you really like the Grandeur? Well, we really, really loved it, and it is an absolutely beautiful ship, wonderful crew, but the ship is just stunning in every way. So anyway, best meal. Okay. Mine was black miso cod at the Asian Fusion restaurant Pacific Rim, along with their tapioca coconut mango pudding for dessert.
And I would tell you, the veal, the crab, the lobster, the prime steaks.
The French pastries,
the pastries.
Chartreuse.
I mean, we could go on. I mean, it's just the pizza, they have that Mr. 01 relationship.
Oh, my gosh, the pizza is, everyone eats the pizza every day for lunch. It's so funny. There's always a line for the pizza.
So there you have it, folks. We wanted to give you a quick synopsis about that. If you want to know more, then just email us using the Contact Us tab at rmworldtravel.com. That's how we're going to wrap the month of January. 1/12 of the year is now over, all right? But boy, do we have a lot ahead for you over the next 11 months. Until we return live next Saturday, February 7th, 2026, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Time, special thanks to all the guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.